What's up, friends? Just a quick heads up that the episode you're about to hear is the start of the new self-love series. Make sure to subscribe and follow me on Instagram for giveaways throughout the series and daily inspiration. Also, in addition to streaming on iTunes and SoundCloud, you can now hear Heezy Life on Stitcher. Woohoo! So check out the episode there. All right, let's get this episode started. Love is an action word. It is the essence of why we do what we do. We love so many things, but all too often we forget to love one very important thing, ourselves. It's time to celebrate the incredible human that you were made to be. Welcome to the Self-Love Series. This is episode one, The Choice. Let's start out today by giving ourselves a big hug. Seriously, I want you to wrap your arms around your body and hug yourself tight. Ugh. Doesn't that feel great? You are awesome, friends. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen and to invest in yourself today. So often, we forget to give ourselves credit for showing up, for working hard, and for honestly doing the best that we can. Over the past few weeks, I have been going to this turntable yoga event by Actively and Core Power Yoga, and it has been amazing. They bring in a DJ and hold these yoga classes at cool spaces around the Atlanta area like Ponce City Market and Wish Art Gallery. The first class I took totally inspired me, and I was specifically inspired by this thing we did at the end of the class. I know it's a little weird and maybe out of place, but I want to try it with you now. If possible, put your right hand over your heart and your left hand on your belly. Okay, on your inhale, say, I am. And then on your exhale, say, whole. Breathe in, I am. Breathe out, whole. Again, I am. Whole. Pretty cool, right? I literally was in tears because I cry easily and I'm super emotional. But when I was doing this, I couldn't really remember the last time I loved on myself so completely, when I accepted myself so wholly. It was incredible. I had to look up what this was because it was just so powerful. Through a quick Google search, here's what I found. And please note that I'm not a yogi, and just message me if I get this wrong. But I researched two things, mantras and mudras. Hang with me here. A mantra is a word or sound repeated to aid concentration, and a mudra is a symbolic hand gesture used to channel the body's energy. Now, I know that can seem a little like, ooh, like weird if you're not into yoga or have never done that stuff before, but I swear there is something to this. There is this power in the mind-body connection and in linking up your breath and your thoughts with your body. It does something, like for real. After leaving the class, I really did feel so whole. Not only because of the yoga, but because I was doing yoga with my friends. Because I left my house and did something active instead of sit on my couch and watch Netflix. And because I was trying something new. I really loved on myself in more ways than one, and it was so cool to see the benefits of that decision trickle down into my week. The second time they were holding the event was last Tuesday. If you're in the Atlanta area, you know we had horrible weather and it just like rained and rained and rained, no sunshine, total dark dreariness. Ugh. I am super responsive to the weather, so if it's like sad or grumpy outside, I am sad and grumpy inside, just like my plants. And I hated it because on Tuesday, my coworkers and I were sitting there looking out of the window, like seeing it lightning and thunder. And we're like, oh, we don't want to go, but we know we should. It had already been a long day, but we decided to be committed and do it because we knew we would feel great at the end. And I felt like there were multiple moments throughout that evening where I had to convince myself to go. I had to fight off the urge not to binge watch Netflix and snack my life away. I had to fight through traffic, find a parking spot that like I wasn't going to get towed or a ticket. And then when we got there, it was completely full. There was like no room. But even though the odds were against us, we squeezed in anyway and honestly had the best time. I felt like this is such a great example and metaphor for what happens in our quest for self-love. It sounds great. Like, yes, great idea. Love self-love. But when we go to practice it, we just find excuses. It's raining. I'm tired. This is hard. I just want to snack and be lazy, or whatever your excuse is. It's so easy to do something counterproductive than productive. And really, that's just because it's easier. And I feel you, like, for real, I totally feel you. I know the struggle. But self-love is one of those things that you are so glad you did after. It's like fighting through traffic and rain to go to an event, cursing the whole way, but then going there, having the best time, and feeling glad you did it. I know this is hard, but I think one thing that is personally helping me is to just have some perspective. Think farther than your immediate feelings. How will this help you in an hour, tomorrow, next month, or next year? Our decisions are leading us somewhere, and I encourage you to choose a path that leads to love, that leads to care, and to being your fullest and truest self. M. Scott Peck quotes, "Until you value yourself, you won't value your time. Until you value your time, you will not do anything with it." Choose to go on this journey of self-love. During this series, I want to pose a challenge each week. This week is easy. I want you to choose. Choose to come on this journey of self-love. Choose to honor yourself for showing up and for being here and listening to this right now. You are enough, and it's time to be free in that. I'll end with this quote by Louise L. Hay. "You have been criticizing yourself for years, and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens." Choose self-love, friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for listening to part one of the self-love series. Tune in next week for more love and encouragement, and check out my Instagram at heezy.life. If you know anyone who would benefit from this message, please share this podcast with them and continue to spread those good vibes. I love you. I'm so proud of you. Have a great weekend. Keep it easy, my friends.